Kilo Golf 5, Uniform Victor Uniform.
KG5, UVU. Craig, go right ahead.
QST, this is Kilo Golf 5, Uniform Victor Uniform, Craig Stuckey, Chaplain for the 7290 Traffic Net. The following is a silent key memorial from 7290 Traffic Net for one of our beloved members. Billy, known as Bill Harold Barkley, Sr., was born October 6, 1923, to William Guffey and Mavis Doggett Barkley in Hamilton, Texas. He passed away at the age of 101 on January 28, 2025, with his three sons at his side. He graduated from Hamilton High School in 1941 and then attended John Tarleton Agricultural College in Stephenville for 2 years before entering the Army Air Corps in April 1943. He married Claudine Ferguson in June 1943 in Wichita, Kansas, at the First Methodist Church. Claudine preceded him in death on September 17, 2010. Bill was honorably discharged with the rank of sergeant in 1946 upon his return from 1 year of service on the island of Guam in the South Pacific. Bill is believed to be Hamilton County's last surviving World War II veteran. He entered the University of Texas, Austin that same year and graduated in January of 1949 with a Bachelor of Business Administration degree, majoring in personnel management. Upon graduation, he was employed by Sears Roebuck and Company, and later for Firestone Tire and Rubber Company. In 1954, he was employed by the Midland National Bank, where he became a vice president. In 1970, he joined the Hamilton National Bank as executive vice president, and later became president, chairman of the board, and chairman of the board emeritus. Bill retired in February 1992. He was also a graduate of the Graduate School of Banking at SMU Dallas, as well as the American Institute of Banking with a major in investments. Bill was an active and dedicated community member wherever he lived. In Midland, he served as president of the Civitan Club, chairman of the administrative board at St. Luke's Methodist Church, and spent many years as an adult leader of Troop 160 of the Boy Scouts of America. In Hamilton, he was a 52-year member of the First United Methodist Church, where he also sang in the choir for 35 years. In 2022, he was a charter member of Grace Methodist Church in Hamilton. He served as president of the Lions Club in 1973 and 1974, where he was a member for over 54 years. In addition, he was chairman of District 4 Texas Bankers Association, the Series E Bond chairman for Hamilton County, a member of the Hamilton Glider Pilots Association, the Hamilton Development Association, the director of the Hamilton Chamber of Commerce, the Hamilton Senior Center Foundation, a member of the Hamilton Public Library, and an active member of the Hamilton Cemetery Board until his passing. Bill became an amateur radio operator in Midland with the call sign Kilo Charlie 5, Delta Foxtrot Victor. He continued signaling in Morse code as well as phone all the years he lived in Hamilton, and is well known in the radio ham radio community, and he will be remembered and missed. A Another of his passions was flying. He earned his private pilot's license while in Hamilton and flew for many years thereafter. Bill is survived by his three sons, Dr. Billy Harold, known as Hale, Jr., and his wife, Vicki Williman Barkley, Dr. Robert Ferguson, and his wife, Dr. Sarah Stone Barkley, and Todd Jean Barkley. Their four grandchildren, Brent Edward and his wife, Jamie Downs Barkley, Daniel Landon and his wife, Ashley Queen Barkley, Rachel Ann Barkley, William Greg Barkley, who is deceased, and Robert David Stone. Great-grandchildren are Asa Ferguson Menjivar, Elon Landon Mendivar, Rhett Emerson Barkley, Archer Landon Barkley, and Cambry Cayenne Stone. Bill's family and friends will forever remember him for his loving and generous nature. He was, indeed, the family patriarch. Bill's family would like to extend a gracious thank you to all of those doctors, nurses, and support staff at both Hamilton Hospital, Baylor Scott, and White Hillcrest Hospital in Waco, and Focused Care at Hamilton, who cared for Bill his last 6 weeks. Your kindness and skill will be remembered. Memorials may be made to Hamilton Healthcare System, the Hamilton Public Library, the Hamilton Community Center. Bill was laid to rest in Hamilton with funeral arrangements made under the direction of Riley Funeral Home of Hamilton. There was a visitation time on Friday, January 31st, and funeral service on Saturday, February 1st. Before we close the memorial service this morning, we would like to give our 7290 family an opportunity to give comments or testimonies about Bill. And for this portion of the memorial service, and before I close in prayer, I would like to call our net manager, Joanne Keith, WA5AZK. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you for that, Greg. This is KA5AZK. Anyone that would like to say something, memory or anything about Bill?
K5TGS.
Go ahead, Tim.
I don't know if I ever met him at the picnics. Not good with names, but I know he checked in a lot to my nets, and he's a really nice guy. K5TGS.
All right, thank you, Tim. Yeah, he was there 1 year with all three of his sons, so that was kind of nice. All right, anyone else? Anyone else that might have a memory of Bill? All right, then back to you, Craig, K5AZK.
Okay, thank you, Joanne. This is KG5UVU returning. Thank you for that, Tim. Let's pray together as we close this memorial service. Lord, we thank you for this time to come together and honor the life of our brother Bill Barkley. We thank you for his long life of service and his love for you. Lord, we pray for Bill's family and friends in the days ahead. I pray that you'd comfort them with your Holy Spirit. And I want to remind us all of the words in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, where it says, "And we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." Lord, we thank you for Jesus, who provided all we need for this life and the life to come. Revelation 14:13 says, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." Encourage Bill's family and friends with these truths. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is KG5UVU, and I now turn the frequency back to our net control, K5TGS. Thank you, Tim, as you continue as net control.
All right. Great Craig, KG5UVU. Well done. Thank you very much, my. What a life.